want to read from the second epistle to Corinthians, chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly tabernacle house be destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed in this we groan, ardently desiring to have put on our home which is from heaven, our house which is from heaven. If indeed, being also clothed, we shall not be found naked. For indeed we who are in the tabernacle, this tabernacle, groan, being burdened, while yet we do not wish to be unclothed, but clothed, that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now he that has wrought us this very thing is God, has also given to us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident and know that while present in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Thinking of this passage of narration to our home call of our dear Clara, she was had an earthly tabernacle, that's in relation to our this bodies in which we are, the language that the apostle uses describe our present condition, which we are all here at the present time. But certain things that the Christian knows that are very precious to us. He's speaking here to a company of believers. And I trust I'm speaking to mainly here today, for believers in the Lord Jesus. We know, he says, had a certainty about his faith, that he was quite confident that this earth in tabernacle will, he says, will be destroyed. He was looking himself, of course, at a time of great persecution for him personally. But nevertheless, whatever happens, our earthly tabernacle will be removed if the Lord does not come. We have to face the fact of dissolution, that is, the separation from the body and the soul and the spirit. And that is what our dear young Clara has faced. She's gone through. She's on the other side of death. The Lord came before death came. He called her to himself. He didn't wait for death to overtake her. He came himself. And she's resting now in his presence. She awaits the tabernacle of heaven. It's all been prepared. The scripture says that it's been prepared, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. How wonderful to have a house like that. No builder in earth could ever devise a house that is suitable for a Christian. But God has done it, and he's done it for everyone that believes in him, has put their faith and trust in the Lord, receive the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of the Spirit. It's the kind of person that God is working with a view to securing not only for time but for eternity. It's an eternal house. It'll never decay. It'll never grow old. It's a house of those that will eternally be singing his praises. And that's what our heavenly home is designed for. And some of us, of course, are getting nearer to that end. What a wonderful prospect it is to see that all that God has devised everything for, the blessing of those who learn to trust and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he goes on to speak of groaning. Well, our sister Clara knew a good deal of that. She knew burdens, and she coped with them according to her measure. Tristan drew attention to in relation to her singing was what Stephanie said to me, the two words she said. She loved to come to the meetings, and she loved to sing. I think that's a word for many here today. Do you love to come to the place where God's people are assembled? And do you love to sing the praises of God? The question will be left, I trust, with all here. Raise exercise that you might be found livingly amongst God's people. We shall sing his praises in the eternal day. Our house from heaven, what a house it'll be. What a redounding sound of praise. Paul speaks of glory to God in the assembly in Christ Jesus. That is going to never end. It'll be conducted by the chief musician. He's the one, the great singer. How wonderful it is to have part with him, even now in his bodies of our earthly tabernacles. We can have our part with him in relation to the praises of his God. May these things encourage us at the present time. It goes on to speak here too that we're waiting for that time. In the meantime, he says, that God has given to us his Spirit. Great thing to realize that our earthly tabernacles are the dwelling place of God's Spirit, a holy divine person indwelling everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus. What a solemn consideration that is for us, that we may consider what our bodies are as belonging to the Lord and in the power of the Spirit. Then he goes on to speak, absent from the body and present with the Lord. That's Clara's present position. She awaits the house. She'll have the house when the assembling shout. Her body will be changed. It says that corruption, body sown in corruption, raised in incorruptibility. Sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Oh, wonderful the power of God is. And then it says, as we have an earthly body, we should have a heavenly body. Earthly body, we should have a spiritual body. We don't know what it is. John tells us, he says, when we see him, we shall be like him, or we shall see him as he is. We don't know what that condition is. We know it will be very blessed. We do be found as those companions of the Christ for all eternity, to sing his praises and the praises of his God as he leads that wonderful throne in assembly praise to God himself. May the Lord help us for these things, for today's sake.